להעריך הכבודים ולהענים על הכבודים שלנו. So this week's parsha is Parshas Yisro, and we learn a set of sederes. And I think, looking back, most times I learned Parshas Yisro, I dealt with some halacha regarding Hilchos Shabbos. So, set of sederes. Zochor es yoyim ha-shabbos lekadshoi. Sheis es yomim tavoi, v'yusizu kol malach decho, v'yoyim yishvi, shabbos l'shem alokecho, lo yisasa kol malocho, אתו ונחו ותחו עבדכו וימסכו והמתכו וגאכו אשר בשורכו. כי שיש יומם, עושו השם, עשה שמיים וסעורו עשה סיום אסכל השבון ויונח ביום ישבי על כמבלך השם ושם השבס ויקדש שיום. Three different mitzvahs are derived from these short psukim in Aseres Adibus. Number one, זוכר אס יוים השבס לקדשי. This is the source of the mitzvah of קידוש היום. Leil Shabbos, tzarich lekadesh et haShabbos, and that is learned from the pasuk Zochor es yoyim haShabbos lekadshei. Zochrehu zechirus kedusha, as the Rambam and the Chinuch define, loimar dvorim sheyesh bem kedushas hayoyim mishvochoi. What else do we learn from Zochor es yoyim haShabbos lekadshei? You need to remember Shabbos, and you need to remember Shabbos before Shabbos comes. And in Beit Zedav Tezayin, we learn the minig of Shammai Yezokin. He had Shabbos in mind throughout the week. And from Sunday on, probably from Motzei Shabbos on, whenever he found some food stuff, drinks that are good, appealing, tasty, special, he said, this will be for Shabbos, until he found something more appealing, and more tasty, and better, and more beautiful than he took the first for the weekdays and the other for Shabbos. So in Beit Zedav Tezayin Amud Alef, the Gemara does not associate Shammai Hazokin's minag with the Pasuk Zochor Es Yoyim HaShabbos LeKadshei, but Rashi does. Rashi in our parsha, and Rashi quotes the Mechilta. That is what we learn also from Zochor Es Yoyim HaShabbos LeKadshei, and Rashi quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Tezayin. Mitzvah number two, Sheishes Yomim, Tasa melachtecho, v'yoyim yishvi, Shabbos l'shem alokecho, that is the mitzvah's asay. In addition to the lo tasa, lo yisasa kal malocha, we have the mitzvah of shevisa. So if a person does a prohibited malocha on Shabbos, one of the lametas malochas, he is oiver an asay ve'lo tasa. Not only the lo tasa, lo yisasa kal malocha, it is also a bitul mitzvah asay. Because Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to refrain from Asiyas Malacha. And we have a mitzvah saseh to that effect, and that is, B'yoy Meshvi Shabbos L'Shem Alakecho. And then finally, we have the lo tase kol malacha. So these are the three mitzvahs that are derived from these short psukim in Aseres Adibus. A few weeks ago, I gave a shiur on the basic and fundamental concepts of Dovash Emes Chavan and Malochash and Psik Reisha. And I think I said at the time, two or three weeks ago, I would like to give the fundamentals, the lumdis, defining the concepts of Dovash Emes Chavan and Malochash and Sikha Lagufa, and at some future stage, hopefully very shortly, more of the specifics Halocha Lamaisa. And so I would like to fill in today, and today's shiur is somewhat of a hashlama of the shiur I gave a few weeks ago. A major machlokes in achronim regarding the question of psik reisha by a shavus, psik reisha by a malochet derabanan. So dova sheyei mischaven, the halacha is accordance to the shita of Rav Shimon, dova sheyei mischaven muta. However, if it's a psik reisha, it is an Isser Diuraisa, not merely an Isser Diuraisa, an Isser Diuraisa. So there's a machlokes between the greatest poskim, Psik Reisha b'malocha d'rabbanan. Is that prohibited or not? One might argue Why would there be a difference between a Diuraisa and a Darabonim? So the Truma Sedeshin rules, Semen Samach Dalet, and it is based on the Mordechai, Mesechet Shabbos, Semen Shin Ayin Hei. Two of the great Rishonim maintain regarding Yeshivos and Malocha Darabonon, there would be no Isser in Epsikresha. What if it's a Shavos? It can be an Isser Diuraisa, but it's not even an Isser Darabonon. Because Chachamim didn't answer Shavusim only when it is intentional, when the person has Kavona. Not Kavona to do the Aveda, but Kavona to the essence of the Malacha. So the Truma Sedeshin proves from the Mordechai, there would be no Issa Psikreisha Be'a Malacha Darabonon. What is the Mordechai dealing with? He's dealing with a man spilling out buckets of water in his own Rishis. But the water is flowing out of his Rishus to Rishus Arabim. So the Gemara Nedivin says that's also. The Mordechai Paskins. But if out there, outside his house, it's a Carmelis, it's not a Rishus Arabim Diuraisa, it's only a Rishus Arabim Darabonon. And what are the guidelines, what are the regulations? What makes the Rishus Arabim Diuraisa? Primarily, it needs to be a place where the multitudes are out there. According to Rashi, it needs to be Shishim Ribo. The Ramah rules in accordance to Rashi. The Bais Yosef ignores Rashi. But it definitely needs to be a place where the many walk around. And it also needs to be Tet Zayin Amma, the width. That's to be Tet Zayin Amma. So if it's a Carmelis, the Mordechai says there wouldn't be no issue to spill water in your private domain, even though you know it's flowing out. But it's a Dov Shem Eschaven. I have no interest in having the water out there. To me, it makes no difference whether it's here or there. That is a Psik Reisha Be'anisa Darabonon, and that is Mutter. That's the opinion of Truma Sedeshin and the Mordechai. And Truma Sedeshin actually proves this halacha from the Mordechai. Mogen Avraham, in Shin Yud Dalet, Sif Koten Hei, rejects the Truma Sedeshin. And he brings many different rayas that we find an Issa of Psik Reisha even when we're dealing with an Issa Darabonon. The majority of the Achroinim follow the Mogen Avraham. I would say the vast majority, almost all the Achroinim follow in the footsteps of the Mogen Avraham, including the Mishnah Brura, on the spot, Sif Kod Nyud, and Simen Shin Yud Dalet, Chuvas Chasam Soifi Yoradeh Simen Kuf Mem. It does seem from the Chuvah of the Chasam Soifi that Rabbi Kiva Eger leans towards the opinion of Truma Sedeshin. But Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kiva Eger and Shulchan Aruch, it is clear Paskins in accordance to the Mogen Avraham. So there seems to be some confusion between the Tshuva and Chasam Soifer, which seems to indicate that Rabbi Kiva Eger was lenient regarding Psuk Reisha by Nisda Rabbonon, but that goes against Rabbi Kiva Eger on Shulchan Aruch. So as I said, almost all the Achroinim follow in the footsteps of the Mogen Avraham, and they rule that Psik Reisha would be forbidden, it would be prohibited, not only by a Malocha Diuraisa, by a Malocha Darabonon as well. However, the Truma Sedeshin and the Mordechai are not Mamesh Adas Yochid. We find the same in the Meiri, twice in Masechet Shabbos, Chof Tes Amud Beis and Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Twice we find in the Meiri that Psik Reisha would not be forbidden only by a Malocha Diuraisa, not by a Malocha Darabonon. So it's the Mordechai, Truma Sedeshin, and the Meiri. There is some confusion regarding the opinion of the Rambam. And in two different sources, some of the great Achroinim argue that the Rambam Shitta is like the Truma Sedeshin. And if that is so, that would be by far the most important source that Psuk Reisha would be permissible by an Issa Darabonon. However, we're dealing with Piskei Rambam. And it is both halachas, there are different interpretations as well. But it is interesting, and that is why I want to share this with you. So the Rambam, Hilchas Lulav, Perek Ches Halacha Hei, deals with the sugya in Sukkah Lamed Gemel. Hoyo Anovov Merubim Ma'alov. So we're all familiar with a dasim. But if you buy a dasim in a sealed package with a heksher, you could go through your entire life not being aware that there are fruit that grows with a dasim. They're not edible, but Chazal defined that fruit as anovim, because they actually look like grapes. Tiny little grapes. and they're not really fitting for consumption. So if there are more anovim than leaves on the hodas, it's a hodas posur. But you are allowed to pluck off those little grapes and just remove them. And then the hodas, once again, is a hodas muhudo. So this is a blemish that could be fixed. As long as the anovim are more than the alim, then the hodas is posur. Miatoi kosher. But ein mematin biyom tov. If you have a hodas and it's full of those little grapes, those little purple grapes, sometimes they're green, usually they're more purple tinge, you cannot take them off in yom tov because that would be defined as tikkun mona. According to almost all the rishonim on the spot in Sukkot Amud Gimel, it's in the Sidra Boron. It's not makah bepadish because it's not a real malocha and you don't use tools and it's not a kli. But it would be defined as tikkun mona, and therefore it's an isser. According to most poskim and rishonim, an isser d'rabbanan, not an isser d'oraisa. And the Gemara says, ein mematin biyamtiv, im miatoi kosher. So the Gemara says, miatoi kosher. How was he memait? So the Gemara says, kisha talshon. He removed them without any intention of kashering the hodas. He wanted to eat them. They're not very tasty, but this individual removed them, maybe to cook them, maybe to bake them, but he wanted to use those anovim. But the Gemara says, still will be a psikreisha. I'm psikreishas also. The Gemara says, Islei hoishana achrita. He has enough adasim. This is not a hodas that he intends of using at all. He bought muhuda de kahadasim. He just took those grapes off because he wants to eat them. And he has no kavanah to use the others. But then suddenly a neighbor came in. And the neighbor says, I have no adasim. And he says, you know what? I have a kosher hodas. Wasn't kosher 10 minutes ago, but it's kosher right now. I plucked this fruit off because I want to eat them, and you have a kosher hodos. So the Gemara says, Islei hoishana achrita, then it is not defined as a malocha at all, because makah bepatish is a relative malocha. If I have intention to use the hodos, then I was metakin. But if I have an abundance of adasim, I don't need this hodos, then it's not a hodos. It's just a twig. It's not a hodas. If I have no intention of cashing the hodas, that would not be defined as a malocha. When the Rambam brings this halacha, Perikas halacha, hey, the Rambam writes, Ein mematim biyamtav, im miyatoi la'achila kosher. The Rambam doesn't write the condition, Islei hoishana achrita. So the Gemara says, b'miyaton la'achila, and the Gemara asks, it's a psikreisha. And the only teretz the Gemara gives is le'yashan achrita. The Rambam doesn't bring is le'yashan achrita. So Sanachrayna maintain, the reason is the Rambam feels it's only an issa d'rabbanan. And by issa d'rabbanan, there is no din of psikreisha. So why would the Rambam be mefarish the Gemara? The Achronim don't offer an alternative explanation. They just say that the Rambam maintains, for some reason, that it's a machloikas in Gemara, and this specific sugya maintains psikreisha b'derabonon is also, but maybe the sugya neirevin that the Mordechai explains, and that is halachic ruling, psikreisha b'derabonon mutar. So that is the Yeshua's Yankev, Semen Tov Reish Mem Vov, Svas Emes on the spot in Sukkah Lamed Gimel and the Be'er Yitzchok Chuvis Be'er Yitzchok Simentesvov. The Be'er Yitzchok is the Mitzvah Kolchon Inspector, who was one of the greatest Gedolim in Lithuania in his time, who was the Rav in Kovno. And these three Gedolim, that is their understanding of the Rambam. The Rambam obviously maintains Psik Reisho Vayinisid Rabbonon is Mutar L'chatchila and it's not Osa. And then we have Rambam in number two. And the Rambam deals with the sugya in Beitza Lamed Vav. So if a person has a kaveret of devarim, a beehive, and it's raining, and the rain will destroy the hive and kill the bees. So the Gemara says he could cover it to salvage the beehive and the bees in the hive from the rain, because the rain would destroy the beehive. And the Gemara asks, it's tzedo, because if he covers the beehive, then the bees cannot leave. Why wouldn't that be tzedo? The Gemara says he has no intention of capturing the bees. The bees are in the hive. They have nowhere to go. They feel content there, and they're very happy to be there. He just covers the beehive to salvage it and save it from the rain. But the Gemara asks, nevertheless, it's a psikreisha, even if he's not oisik and seder, but it is a psikreisha. So the Gemara says, ubelvad shelo yaseno mitzuda. He covers the beehive from the top, but it remains open from the sides. So if the bees would really have any intention of running away, they have an escape route. And he's just covering the beehive from the top. It should not be affected and destroyed by the rain. So once again, the Rambam, Perek Chofei, Alocha Chofei and Shabbos, brings the sugya, and he says that a person is entitled to cover their hive to save it from the rain if he has no intention of doing Malachas Seder. And he ignores the kasha of the Gemara. It's a psikreisha. And the teretz of the Gemara, ubelvad shelo yaseno mitzuda. He needs to leave it open from the sides. The bees should be able, theoretically, be able to leave and escape. The Rambam doesn't bring that. So maybe the Rambam nishitosoi, in both of these sugyas, the Rambam ignores the teretz and the kasha, psikreishahi, because bees are ein beminon nitzoid. We don't do tzeidah with bees. The ways to attract bees is to have honey and to have dew. You don't need to catch them. So bees are ein beminon nitzoid, and therefore it would not be tzeidah diuraisa. So these two Rambams, according to some of the great Achronim, prove that the Rambam Shitta is similar to the Tumas Adeshan. Psikreisha beidarabonon would be permissible. So I gave you the names of the Achronim proving it from Sukkah Lamed Gimel, and those proving it from Shabbos, Perek Chof Hei, Beitzel Lamed Vov, are Nahar Sholoim and Chemed Moshe. Anybody that learned Shechanoch Aruch Chaim, Hilcha Shabbos Be'ion, is familiar with the Chemed Moshe and Nahar Sholoim, and both in Siman Shin Yud Zayin and the Siman of Seidem, that is their proof. But nevertheless, I already quoted, the Magen Avraham rejects the Tumas Adeshen, and almost all the Poiskim after the Magen Avraham followed in his footsteps. I say almost all the Poiskim, besides the Be'er Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was an original. And he is one of the few Achronim that is not deterred in being Cholek on the Magen Avraham and going back to the great Rishonim and giving his psukim. So it is quite surprising. And Be'er Yitzchak, he has a great arichus in Siman Tes Vav, and he says he thinks that the Tumas Adeshen is right, and from various different sources in Shas, and also from the Rambams I just quoted, he maintains that the halacha is in accordance with Tumas Adeshen, that one could be makel by a psikreisha b'derabonon. Ein halacha k'moisoi, as I quoted, almost all the Achronim coming after the Magen Avraham accept his ruling. However, there are five different exceptions and categories, and I want to briefly discuss the various different shittas and different chedushim. So even though we do accept the Magen Avraham's ruling, and generally Bnei Ashkenaz follow the Magen Avraham as a general rule, sometimes all the Achronim reject the Magen Avraham, including the Magen Avraham, but that is uncommon. Usually, Alochi Kedivir HaMagen Avraham. Exemption number one, Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei B'Derabonon, the Prima Godem is Meikel. Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei, we discussed it in our previous year. Sefer HaOrech says, Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei Muta Lachat Chila. Tosfos and almost all the Rishonim are Cholek on Sefer HaOrech, and they maintain Psik Reisha Delo Nichalei would be an Issa D'Rabbanon. Baloch HaShem Sicha L'Gufa would be an Issa D'Rabbanon. Sekleisha de Ronichalei Bidarabonon, which would make it somewhat a trade Rabbonon, according to the Prima Godem, is Mutar Lechatchila. And the Prima Godem appears both in Eishel Avraham, which is the parish of the Prima Godem on the Mogon Avraham, Eishel Avraham Shin Yud Aleph Hei, and also in Mishbitzei Zov, which is the Prima Godem on the Turei Zov, Shin Aleph, Siv Kot Yud Beis. We already find the nucleus of this Svora in Tosfos, Shabbos Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph. And Tosfos Shabbos Kuv Gimel Aleph is the source in which Tosfos brings Sefer Orach and is Doiche, the Sefer Orach. And Tosfos says, it's not a Heta Lechatchila, it's a Nisa Derabbanan. And at the end of Tosfos writes, what about the Sugya in Shabbos Kuv Gimel, which seems to indicate that it's Mutar Lechatchila? Rather, the Sugya, not in Shabbos, but in Sukkah Lamed Gimel, with the Anovim and the Hodos and the Alim, Tosfos writes, because there it is Enisa Derabbanan, Tikkun Mona is only Enisa Derabbanan, Psikreisha, the Lo Nichalei B'Derabbanan is Mutar Lechatchila. So the source of this Svora is actually in Tosfos Shabbos Kuv Gimel Amud Aleph, but the Prima Godem twice, as I quoted, maintains that is halachic ruling. I think the Prima Godem appears in source number 3 in Sefer Rosh Yosef al Masechet Shabbos. Rosh Yosef is one of the beautiful Svorim of the Prima Godem. It's al Masechet Shabbos, Daf Samach Vov. I don't have the Sefer in my house, so I couldn't check it, but I think, once again, the Prima Godem goes over his opinion in Sefer Rosh Yosef and Shabbos, Daf Samach Vov. Number 2. Trader Rabbonon. Psikrei Shabbat. Trader Rabbonon, the Mishnah Brura rules leniency. Shalat Zion, Shin Tezayin, Sivkot Yud Ches. So, the Mishnah Brura paskins. If it's Trader Rabbonon, Psikrei Shabbat Nichalei, one could be made whole. And the Chazanish firmly rejects this Chiddush. So on one hand, the Chazanish was a Gevaldig Chosad of the Mishnah Brura. And one of the Igris, the letters of the Chazanish writes that the Mishnah Brura fits into the line of the Rishonim and the Vilna Gaon and the Mishnah Brura, but ein mas aponim la'alocha. And it is quite common in Chazanish that he's choylek on the Mishnah Brura, and this is one of the sources. Chazanish, Samach Aleph, Ois Aleph. And he is very harsh in choosing his words, and he says that the chilik between Chadar Rabbanon and Teder Rabbanon has no makor in Shas or the Poiskim. Why would there be a difference? Well, sometimes there is a difference. Some of you probably are familiar with the Sif in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Zayin in Hilchos Shabbos. Shavuos d'Shavuos b'Mokom Mitzvah is Mutar. Shavuos d'Shavuos is actually Trei D'Rabbanan. In Shabbos we call it Shavuos d'Shavuos. But basically, Shavuos d'Shavuos is a Trei D'Rabbanan. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's not muta, but it is far more kal than one shavuos. Shavuos the shavuos is muta. L'tzorech mitzvah, b'mokom choli k'tzas, and tzorech gadol. Three different definitions, three different criteria. And this is a sif in Shulchan Aruch and Semin Shin Zayin, based primarily on the Gemara in Eruvin Daf Samaches. So we do find that a shavuos de shavuos, one could be more meikel than one shavuos. So it wouldn't be such a pele that the Mugen Avraham, that the Mishnah Brura rules, trei de rabbanan bepsikrei she de lo nichalei, one could be meikel. However, the Chazanish is doiche metoikev the Mishnah Brura. One of the tshuvas I wrote, I argued one could rely on the Mishnah Brura, and there are many more sources of gedoy la'achroinim, the trei de rabbanan. Maybe one could be meikel, even though we're dealing with the psikreisha. So we do accept the ruling of the Mogen Avraham. Lo kedivrei truma sedeshon. Psikreisha is also even with the rabbanon, but trei de rabbanon would be mitum. There's an interesting tshuva in tshuvas Maharam Brisk. Maharam Brisk was one of the gedolim in Hungary, in a pre-Holocaust, pre-World War II Hungary. And he was Rav in, I think, Toshanad, one of the Choshev Akilis in Hungary. And he has a gewaldig chiddush. I think it's too far-fetched to my taste. And he writes, קלאס דה רבונן, אז מותר לכתחילה בכל התוארה כולה. So if Trey the Rabbonon is Yoyser Kalmacha the Rabbonon, and Shavuos the Shavuos is far more lenient than one Shavuos, so his argument is, well, if Trey the Rabbonon is more diluted and one could be Mekel, logic would dictate that Klas the Rabbonon should be even further diluted. So where do you go? So he says, "Klas de Rabbanan is mutar lechatchila," which is a very gewaldig chiddush. I think one could mamish turn the world upside down with this chiddush that Klas de Rabbanan is mutar lechatchila. No, maybe there's no difference between Trey and on to eternity. Trey de Rabbanan is yoyse kal machad de Rabbanan, but even 1,000 Rabbonans would still be an Esther Rabbonan. It would never turn into Heter Gomo. Why would Klas de Rabbonan be Heter? So I think lenient, yes, but at no stage will the Issa just vanish or evaporate. Even a Klas de Rabbonan is still an Issa de Rabbonan. And Issa is never transformed to a Heter just merely by being one more de Rabbonan. And therefore, no source to the Chiddush of the Maran Brisk, and I don't think one could be Mitzarefim even to a Shaila. So that is exception number two. Yes, Psik Reish is also by the Rabbonim, but not by Trey the Rabbonim. Number three is the Gevaldik Chiddush, Be'er Yitzchak, and that very same Tshuva. Tshuva is Be'er Yitzchak, Or HaChaim Simen Tezvav. So the Be'er Yitzchak fundamentally feels that the Trumas Edeshen is right, but he is aware that the Mogen Avraham is Machmir and all the other Achroinim are Machmir, and therefore he goes to length and to extremes, finding leniency, even according to the Mogen Avraham that's Machmir. And he comes up with a Chiddush that Bide'i Efshar, even according to the Mogen Avraham, one could be Mekel by a Psik Reish B'Derabbanon. His source is a Sugya in Psochim Chof Hei. I Efshar V'lo Komachavin. I cannot go into details in this sugya because that would necessitate and require another hour. We need to go back to the fundamentals of Davar Shemischavan and Psik Reish to explain the sugya, and I don't feel we have either the time or the ability right now because it's complex. So if this would be a koil and I would give you Mara Makoymis in advance and everybody would learn the different sugyas, we would do it. But I don't think it would be reasonable in this setting. So I'm just mentioning. So the Be'er Yitzchak comes up with a chiddush that we do not find in any other source, and he says, "Bide'i efshar, one could be mekel by psik reish b'derabbanon." How would we define e efshar? No other way to go about it, and it is as if imposed upon us, not of our choice, but if you are in a situation in which you can't avoid being over on a Issa de Rabbonan by Psik Reish, then by the E-Efshar, the Be'er Yitzchak Paskins, it is Mutar Lechatchila. Chiddush number four, and this is an argument I have with the Shoyal HaMeshev. Shoyal HaMeshev was at the time the greatest Poisek in his era. He was the Rav in Lemberg, probably the two greatest meshivim in the past few hundred years were the Shoyal HaMeshev and Reb Shlomo Kluger, and they were B'nai Dor Echo, they were contemporaries in Galicia. So the Shoyal HaMeshev, Madura Beis, Chelik Beis, Simen Hei. So I'm just telling you an interesting curiosity. Many times I said, when I speak about the Shoyal HaMeshev, those Gedolim learned Torah in such circumstances, unbelievable difficulties and circumstances. So many times I said in public that the only one of the Achroinim that I'm aware of that printed the same tshuva two times in his sefer is the Shoyal HaMeshev. And there's a tshuva that's printed in Chelek Aleph and in Chelek Gimel again. What does that prove? Prove he just didn't have time to go through things again. So the publisher came to his house and probably took a bunch of tshuvas, put them on the table, take them, print them. So today, people spend far more time in sifting through the material and giving it to a publisher and an editor and a translator, and one editing, another editing, proves the greatness of the Shoel HaMeishiv. Then I had the shock of my life when somebody wrote me a letter that a Minchas Osha Chelek Beis, Minchas Osha Chelek Aleph, same tshuva was printed twice. I couldn't believe it. And I ran to the bookcase at my house. Yes, same tshuva, printed Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis again. I was so shocked and dismayed. So Baruch Hashem, Chelek Beis was recently reprinted, and I fixed that. So in the new edition of Chelek Beis, you won't find that tshuva and Chelek in Eben Ezra. So Michas Osher, it's just a curios. So there's a tshuva about a Masada condition that didn't really do due diligence. And this is a shala that came to me. A very world-renowned Rav was Masada condition. And 2 days after the Chasana, the Mechatonim became aware that one of the Adim's wife is a first cousin to the Kala. So he's Posel Adis, and it's Kedushin B'li Adim. So I invited the couple and their parents to my office, and we brought in 2 Koilin Galait, and we did a new Kedushin. That's what had to be done. There's a tshuva regarding this item. And the tshuva was printed in Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis of Michas Osher. So I could no longer speak about the Shoel HaMeishiv. He's not the only one that had the same tshuva printed twice, to my dismay. But anyway, Shoel HaMeishiv, Madura Beis, Chelek Beis, Simen Hei, comes up with a Gevaldige Chiddush, and he says, there are 2 different types of Shavusim, fundamentally. 2 different Gedorim. Shnei Dinim B'Shavusim B'Shabbos. Some Shavusim are Gezeiras. Regarding a gzeira, one could be makel by psikresh, because if he has no intention, then the gzeira wouldn't be reasonable. What is the nature of a gzeira? If you do a malocha de rabbonon, he might come to do a malocha de uraisa. That is only reasonable when he has intention to the malocha de rabbonon. He needs the result. He needs the outcome. So if we would be matter to do A to achieve a certain result, he might do B to achieve that same result. And that is why Chazom Chamamur Geyser. But if he has no intention to the result, then being Geyser, if he does this, he might do that. Not reasonable. The reason he's doing this is Bechlat not to achieve the result of the Malacha. So when we're dealing with Zeres, it's not reasonable to ask our psikreshi. However, some Shavusim are not really a Gzeira, but rather Chachamim defined and decided that a certain act should be prohibited because of its similarity to a Malocha Diuraisa. Seems to be the same. So in 2 different ways, Chazal decreed that there are some malochas that are bonon, either because it is so similar to the malocha d'uraisa, or by logic, if he will do this, he might do that. And the difference between the two would be by psik reish. Shoel HaMeishiv says something abstract. I think it's a basic mistake. There are no shavusim that are not gzeiras. Every shavus is a gzeira. There is no other reason for chachumim to asar anything on Shabbos, only the gzeira. What do you mean chachumim decided it's similar? If midyorai said it's not similar, why would chachumim say it is similar? I think that goes against basic halachic logic. If mena Torah, this A is a malocha and B is not a malocha, how could Chachumim say, we think B should be a malocha? If not, the chashash, if we allow them to do B, they will confuse it with A and they will do A. Every shvus is a gzeira. There is no shvus that's not a gzeira. If there would not be a chashash by doing B, he might do A, What do you mean Chachomim decided it's a malocha because it's similar? Men HaTorah, it's not a malocha. So who understands better, you or HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Who understands better, HaKadosh Baruch Hu or you? And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this is not a malocha, why would Chachomim say it is a malocha? And what authority do they have to say it is when Men HaTorah it's not? The only authority they have is Asu Mishmeres LeMishmarti, Asu Siag LeTorah. So I need a Rambam Hilchas Shabbos. I need a Rambam Hilchas Shabbos. So yes, there are two different Gedorim in Shavusim. There are two distinct and different Gedorim in Shavusim. And it's a Beferesh Rambam. But it won't help the Shoyla mention much. So the Rambam does write, Perek Chof Aleph Mehilcha Shabbos Alocha Aleph. And it's such a beautiful wording of the Rambam. First Alocha in Hilcha Shabbos. Nemar betoiro tishbois. Afilu medvorim she'enan malocha chayev lishbois mehein. Vedvorim harbe hen she'osro chachomim mishum shivus. This is Chiddush number one in the Rambam. All the Shavusim, in a way, have a Makor in the Torah, Tishbois. So the Rambam is Mechadosh Gevaldig Yechidosh. Shavusim, by their very nature, are Midrabbanon. But they do have a Remez B'Torah, Tishbois. Nemer B'Torah, Tishbois, Afir Medvorim She'enon Malocha Chayav Lishbois Mem, Vedvorim Harba, And now the Rambam says an amazing definition. Mehein dvorim asurim mishum shehem doimim la malochis, u mehem dvorim asurim gzere sheme yovoi mehem iser skile, ve elu hein. So the Rambam in Perek Chof Aleph starts dealing with the Shavusim. First 20 prokram are malochas diuraisa, lametas malochas. Perek Chof Aleph, Shavusim. So the Rambam writes, there are two different types of Shavusim. Mehem, Shedoimim LaMalocha, Umehem, Shemayovar Adiyasaskila. But I'll explain what he means. Shavusim, Shemdoimim LaMalocha, for instance, Binyan Bekelim. Menatoira Ein Binyan Bekelim. Menatoira Binyan needs to be Kavua. A kli, which you carry from one place to the other, there is no boina. Midrabbonon yesh binyan bekelim. This is binyan, that's binyan. They're similar. When you fix a hodos, and you're machshe the hodos, we discussed the sugya before. It's not macha bepatish because it's not gemar kli, it's not really a kli. But nevertheless, it's tikunei mono. It's an iser derabbonon. These are shvusim that are doyma l'malochas. And then there are shvusim that are in no way doyma l'malocha. For instance, ein roich ven al asus. Why not? Shem yachtoch zemoira. He's riding on a horse. The horse turns into a mule. He's stubborn, doesn't want to move. So he might cut off a twig to hit the horse. Ein me ragdin ve ein mitapchim. You cannot dance and sing and clap your hands, Shemi Yitat and Kleishir. Would dancing in itself be similar to a malocha? No way. Go through the entire list. Dancing, would that be similar to Chorish or Zoreya, or Koitzer, or Oifer, or Mevashel, or Koisev, or Moichik? Riding on a horse, would it be Boina? Would it be Moichik? Would it be Koisev? Would it be Chorish? What would it be? No. These Maisim, taking medicine. Taking medicine is a shavus. Why? Shemi yishchok samamonim. So there are many things, many shavusim, that are not doyma to malocha at all. But Chachamim decided, if people will be taking medicine, they will be grinding stuff. If they will be dancing away, then they might fix a musical instrument. If we would let them ride horses, then they might, you know, cut off a twig to hit the animal. So these shavusim in no way are similar to malochas. But by being engaged in these actions, they might transgress and do a malocha. But then, binyan bekeilim, tikun mona v'hodos. These are similar to malochas, but even those that are similar to malochas are also gezeiros. If people wouldn't be engaged in binyan bekeilim, they might make a mistake and do binyan bekarka. If we would allow fixing a hodos, then a person might fix a kli. If we would allow a person putting up a tent, which is an oil arai, is only a shvus, then he might make a permanent tent. Because people will not differentiate between a temporary tent and a permanent tent. If we would allow doing a kesha she'ena shel kayoma, they might do a kesha shel kayoma. So these are examples of doyme la malocha. But at the end of the day, they're all gezeiros. And the only reason for chachamim to be metakan a shvus is because it's a gzeira. However, the lashon of the Shoel HaMeishiv seems to indicate that his understanding was, no, if it's doyme la malocha, it's also into itself, because it's doyme la malocha. I think that's a mistake. But maybe we still could be miyas of the Shoel HaMeishiv and say, in essence, they're all gzeiras. But there might be a difference between one gzeira and the other. But if we reach that point, it is no longer reasonable. Because if everything is gzeiras, then we'll never prohibit a psikresha deloinichale by the rabbanon. Because the Shoel HaMeishiv's argument is, by gzeiras, it's not reasonable. If they're all gzeiras, I don't think there's much svara to differentiate between one and another. The last criteria, the last exception is the Ramo Sav Semen Reish Nun Gimel. Amir Lanachri, there is no Isra of Psikreishim. So if you have food and you forgot to warm it up on Shabbos, and we're dealing with the Rabbanon, Nerekim Evashel, you can't take food, even if it was cooked, out of the fridge and put it in the stove or on the Shabbos platter. Shia v'chazora mutar, nesina l'chatchila is also. But a person has a goyisha maid, and there is a fireplace or a radiator, which is intended to warm up the house. It's not a cooking instrument. It's just to keep the house a warm environment. You could tell the goy, take this pot and put it on the radiator. And the guy doesn't know you actually want to warm the food. He just thinks you're making Seder in your kitchen and you didn't have where to put it. So you give the guy the pot of chont that you just took out of the fridge. You forgot to put it on the platter Shabbos. So instead of putting it on the platter, which is a prohibition, you tell him, put it there on the radiator. So it's a dovashem eschaven. He has no intention of warming the food. But it's a psikreisha. If it would be a Jew, that would be a psikreisha. It's a psikreisha denichale. But by Amir Lanachri, there's no Yisrael psikreisha. That's a chiddush of the Ramo. And the Mogen Avraham agrees with the Ramo. Bir Agro is choylik. And the Bir Agro says, Monavshech, if Amir Lanachri is also, and psikreisha is also by the Rabbonin, why would the combination of two be mutar? So the Gaon is Cholek on the Ramo, but the Mogen Avraham agrees with the Ramo, and most of the Achronim paskin in accordance to the Ramo. So by Amir Lanachri, there is no Isra of Psikreisha, and the example is cooking food when the food was already cooked, but it still is an Isra Rabbonon, and you ask a guy to put it on a radiator, and he has no inkling that your intention is to warm the food. He just thinks, just you have nowhere else to put it. So you ask him to put it there. So if that would be a Jew, it would be mamish and isra of psikreisha. But because it's amir anachri of psikreisha is not an isra. Generally speaking, amir anachri is shvus kal. And the source why Amir Anochi is Yoisa Kal Mishara Shvusim is a native in Samaches, because it's a Shvus She'em Bo Maisa. After all, the Jew is not doing anything. It's not his maisa. He's just asking a non-Jew to do it. So the Gemara defines Amir Anochi as a shvus she'ein bo maisa, and being a shvus she'ein bo maisa, it is yoisa kal than any other shvus. But this is aloha that's mafurish in Ramo and Amogon Avraham, and most of the Achroinim agree with the Ramo and the Amogon Avraham. Amir Anochi is muta by psikresha. So we put five different concepts in which many of the great Achroinim are lenient regarding psikresha be'isar derabbanon. Either psikresha delo nichalai b'derabbanon, prima godam, trade derabbanon b'psikresha b'di'i efsha, the shoyla meshev that differentiates between gzeres and other shvusim, and I totally disagree with the shoyla meshev, and the one I totally do agree with, and they do not need my consent, is Amir Anochi by Psikresha, that is the Ramo, the Mogen Avraham, and even though the Gro is Choylek, almost all the Achroinim accept the ruling of the Ramo and the interpretation of the Mogen Avraham regarding Amir Anochi, which is a Shvus Kal, Chazal didn't answer Psikresha. So today we discussed a very specific halacha. Psikresha by Yisrael Aboram. The Machloikas Trumas Adashem and the Mogen Avraham. First, we brought some other Rishonim that obviously have the same opinion of the Trumas Adashem. Primarily, the Turai is from the Rambam. And then we discuss different concepts and Chedushim of the Achroinim. Yes.
And the Ramo is also trained Rabbanon, we might say, because it's Bishul Lachabishul, and it's also Amir El Machri, which is also Rabbanon. So, anyways, we're going to the first criteria.
Yes. So actually, I think the Ramo deals even with a Bishul D'Oraisa. I think he deals even with a Bishul D'Oraisa. Reish Nun Gimel is not Dina Bishul. Reish Nun Gimel is Dina Shin Yevatmon, and Shin Yud Ches is Dina Bishul. So what the Ramo is dealing with directly is actually a trade Rabboni, you're right. But his fundamental Chiddush is Amir Anochli, there is no Isser of Psikresha. So even though the Ramo is dealing with a trade Rabbanon, but I think the way the Mogen Avraham understands it and other Achroinim, and their ruling would be Amir Anochi, would be mutar even a psikraisha be'amar locha diuraisa. But I need to recheck that because your ha'ora is correct. Reish Nun Gimel is not dealing with Bishul. You know, as we know, Shini Ches is the simon of Bishul. Reish Nun Gimel is Shiavat Monet. So this week's parsha, as I said, is Aseres Adibros and Mamad Har Sinai. And in this week's parsha, Bnei Yisrael say, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Naaseh. It is actually in Parshas Mishpotim that we have the specific posek, Kol Asher Dibar Hashem Naaseh V'Nishma. But in Mamad Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satoira, Klal Yisrael were Makdim Nasa Lenishma. And Chazal exalt the moment of Nasa Venishma. And the Gemara says that when Bnei Yisrael were Makdim Nasa Lenishma, Chazal say, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Mi Gilo Roz Zela Bonai, Loshen Shemalacha Yeshoras Mishtam Shemboi. This pasuk refers to Malachi Ashoros. And they are defined as Geboire Koyach, first Oise Devore, and then Lishmoa Bekol Devore. So when Yisrael wa Magdim Nasa Lanishma Kodesh Baruch Hu said, how do they know? Mi Gila Razel Abonai, Loshen Shemalach Ashoros Mishtam Shemboi. And Samach Riboy Malachi Ashoris, Yardum and Hashemayim, and they dressed each and every Yid with two ksorim, two crowns, Echot Keneged Nasav, Echot Keneged Nishma. So obviously, this was such a height and such a great moment, because Klal Yisrael were Mekabel on Malach Hashemayim Be'ahava, or Be'simcha. Taisis in Shabbos B'Zayin asks, but Chazal, on the other hand, say, Vayichen Shom Yisrael, Neged Ahar, Tachtis Ahar, Malamed Shekofo Allah, Tachas Ahar, Malamed Shekofo Lehem, Kodesh Baruch Hu Haki Gigas, Vayomer Lehem, Em Eina Te Mekabel Mesatoyra, Sham Teke Vuraschem. So this seems to indicate that they were coerced to accept the Torah. Maybe they weren't so excited. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kof aleihem har kegiges. Tosfos answers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochol was afraid. Maybe they say na'aseh v'nishma, but the moment they'll see the fire and the menacing sights, and they'll be overwhelmed, shemo yachzeru behem. And that is why it was makdim before the makkah, kof aleihem har kegiges. Nitnu reshus. And I have another feeling to be miyash of this steer. And it's a feeling which has tremendous appeal to me. And I wrote it in Sichas Minchas Osher al HaTorah, and I said it many times. And my interpretation would be this. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to offer them the Torah. Instinctively, they would say yes, even without thinking, because they had quite a good time out there. Every whim and every wish was fulfilled. So they wanted fleishigs every day. They got slav. Then they said, we would like to have sandwiches in the morning. They got man, mineral water. Be'er shel Miriam. It's cold. It's hot. Anani kavod. Our shoes are worn out. Their entire existence was miraculous, you know, supernatural, and all their wishes and whims were immediately fulfilled. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks to himself, I'll come, I want to give you a Torah. Oh, they'll all shout, yes, why not? Instinctively. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them new gifts, the new chuparim and privileges every day. Kodesh Baruch wants to say, Kendalach, Kendalach, I want you to be aware. What I offer now is different. It's not another treat. This time, it's the real thing. Up to now, everything was voluntary. Yeah, Avrom kiyem kol haTorah kula ad shelanitna. But it's not obligatory, it's not mandatory. If you wish. All your mechuyev is sheva mitzvahs. Be a mensch. Don't rob, don't kill, don't steal. Be a mensch. From now on, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, totally different ballgame. Instead of sheva mitzvahs, 613. And these 613 will dictate machshove dibur maisa. Not for one moment, from now till eternity, will you ever be free men? From now to eternity, you are servants. You are slaves. Not one free moment. 7 hours a day, 24 hours. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Machshava, dibur, and maisa. Avdus ani noisel lechem. This is different. What is the remez of avdus? Gemara in Yevamis Memvav, the Gemara says, when you're matbel an eved la'avdis, and he does tvila l'shem avdis, bahada de dola reishay mimaya amtele zulte de tina areishay. When the eved just sticks his head out of the water, you place an overturned vessel on his head. That is the remez of avdis, and that turns the tvila into a tvila's avdis. It's not coincidence that the Lashon of Chazal is Kofa Aleihem Har Kegiges. That's a kli. He overturned the mountain. Suddenly, Chashchu Ma'oros. No daylight, it's dark. Everybody lifted their eyes. What did they see? A vessel. A giges, an overturned vessel. It then sinked into their minds. Oh, this is Avdus. And suddenly they all remembered the Gemara in Yevamis Memvav Amid Beis. Doesn't the Gemara say that makes Tvilas Avdus? Kli al Roishoy. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to tell him, Kindalach, I hope you understand. I hope you understand. This is not another gift. It is a gift. It's a profound gift. But this is not a melechig sandwich, and it's not a fleishig meal, and it's not a bottle of Coke, it's not another chupar. This is Avdus. And nevertheless, they were makdim nasa l'nishma. And that is why b'shoh shekdimu nasa l'nishma was so great. Being fully aware that this is avdus, they opted for avdus. Never in history did people opt for avdus. That is basic human nature, born free. Every human being would like to be free. Millions of people went to their death fighting for their freedom. Slaves always try to run away. Well, many of you are Americans. You know, this is part of American history and literature and Uncle Tom's cabin. And the Mishnah says in Gittin, but you remember Tosfos in Gittin Daf Yud Gimel quoting the Yerushalmi, Haga biyatzmacho, hoyu eved shel kotzin. Is it still a zchus sheyetzim etachas yadrav alacheres? He's an eved of a billionaire, and he has far more than what his free cousins have. Is it still a zchus? So in Har Sinai, we were fully aware of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this time around, what he's offering is avdus. And we opted for avdus. And we said, Nasa v'nishma. This is what we choose, this is what we want. We want to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's avodim. And that is what is so great about Nasa v'nishma. So in Kiddushin Lamed Vav, there's a machloikes Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. When are we called bonim and when are we called avodim? Rabbi Yehuda says, "B'sho she'oisim ratzon neshama kum kriyim bonim, b'sho she'ein oisim kriyim avodim." Rameya says, "Afilu b'sho she'ein oisim kriyim bonim." So it's clear from the sugya, both Rameya and Rabbi Yehuda agree that a ben is a far greater madrega than an eved. It's a far greater mala than an eved. So this is a pella. Moshe Rabbeinu on Kol HaTorah Kula is defined as an eved. Why not a ben? Moshe was the greatest person ever to walk the planet. That's clear in Bavli, Yerushalmi, and Rambam. Nobody achieved the heights of Moshe Rabbeinu. So why is he called an Eved? V'yomesha Moshe Eved Hashem. Madua lo yoreisim ledabe ba'avdi b'moshe. Lo yichen avdi Moshe. Whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe, mentions Moshe, it's always Eved. Why not Ben? I think an Eved mitoich simcha is a greater madrega than a Ben. Because that is the mal of Har Sinai of Agdumas Nasa L'Nishma. And that is what we say Shabbos morning every week by davening Shachas. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkei ki yeved neman korosolo. That is why Moshe is defined as an Eved. Moshe was the ultimate Eved out of love and free will. And when a person achieves Avdus Meter Simcha, he locks into Mamed Har Sinai and Kabbalah Satoira. And once again he says, Nasa v'nishma. So many years ago I heard a story from the Leiv Simcha, the Gera Rebbe. And he told me the story that he heard from his great father, the Imre Emes. And the Imre Emes told him that once it was Sukkos and the Svas Emes said, Bantish, when we say Ono Hashem, we could achieve the greatest heights. And the Imre Emes told the story. There was an argument between Zikne Hasidim whether he means Ono Hashem Ashiyono or Ono Hashem Atzlichono. So the other day in the morning when they said Hallel, 50% of the Hasidim said Ono Hashem Ashiyono at the top of the lungs. And the other day was the others. And the Imre Emes said, I understood that he means neither Ono Hashem Ashiyonu nor Ono Hashem Atzlichonu, but Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho, ani avdecho ben amosecho. That's the story. And now I share with you my interpretation of the story. So what's so great? When you say, Sukkos, Ono Hashem ki ani avdecho, I said this many times because I love this word. So it is only twice in the entire Rambam Mishnah Torah that we find the two words Simchu Yisrael. Only twice in the entire Rambam that we find the definition Simchu Yisrael. Where? At the end of Hilchos Lulav. אף על פי שכל המועדים מצווה לשמח בוהם בימי החג, אוי ששום שמחו יסל. Sukkot was the greatest simcha. Only Sukkot there was simcha yisrael. And then the Rambam Perek Gimel of Hilchos Chanukah. Lamo ein oimrim halel b'Rosh Hashanah v'yom Kippurim lefi she'ein elu yomim shel simcha yisrael ele yomim shel yirov v'fachad. So simcha yisrael refers to halel and to Sukkot. Come to think of it, Simchi Yaseira b'Keflayim, Simchi Yaseira b'Toch Simchi Yaseira. When you say Halal and Sukkos, Shtei Tayid, and he says, Onu Hashem ki ani avdecha. Nothing tops that. Keflayim b'Simchi Yaseira. I don't know whether you ever noticed, Onu Hashem oishiyano, Onu Hashem atzlichano, is Aleph Nun Aleph. Onu Hashem ki ani avdecha is Aleph Nun Hey. It's not the same word. Sounds the same, pronounced the same, but it's a different word. And the Radak explains. Ono with an aleph is a plea. It's a bekosha. Please, please. Hoishiyano, atzlichano, give. Ono with a hey is an expression of gratitude. It's an expression of thanks. Shtei Tayid, with the greatest simcha possible. And he says, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for what? What are you thanking me for? Thank you for letting me serve. Thank you for having me as a slave. That is the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is the Ma'il of Mamid Har Sinai. So it's no wonder that this Vasem is said. V'mezokto ono Hashem, Sukkos, you could achieve the greatest things. Mekem poilin deges tezachem. That is the height of Avdus mitoich simcha. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu kofar lehem har kegigis, and they saw that huge vessel over the collective head of the entire nation, kofar lehem har kegigis, they understood that this is Avdus. How did they respond? How did they respond? Tosfos says, when they'll see the fire, they'll run away. They'll look for cover. That's not the way they responded. They pushed. Everybody wanted to be tachas ha'avias yatzvo, tachas ha'har. V'tikruvun v'tamdun tachas ha'har. Nobody run out. They all pushed in. V'tikruvun v'tamdun tachas ha'har. They chose Avdus. And everybody wanted to see that. Giges on top of his head. They opted for Avdus. They chose Avdus. They were delighted. And sameach ba'avdus. So Tosfos said, maybe when they'll see a fire, they'll run away, they'll regret it. Nobody ran away. And that is the greatness of Ikdima Naslan Nishma. In my Bismedesh Simchas Torah, it occurred to me, a beautiful idea. What's the idea of Kol HaNa'orim? Spread out a talus, and everybody pushes to be under the talus. That is a zecher to Mamed Har Sinai. So in my vision, I see the multitudes, 600,000. Everybody, you know, by Kol HaNa'orim, everybody pulls the talus, and then the talus gets fall down and, you know, and detached. Everybody wants to be under the talus. Everybody pulled that mountain. It was almost torn to shreds, Har Sinai, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept it together. Everybody pulled the mountain and wanted to be sure, looking up, that he doesn't see the sun. He doesn't see the sky. Because they chose Avdus. And that is so great about Ikdimu Na'aseh L'Nishma. So I always say, yes, we're familiar with Simchas HaTorah and Simchas HaMitzvah, but the most basic Simcha Yid has to feel every moment of his life is Simchas HaAvdus. Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and no others. Chaviv in Yisrael Shenikru Bonam Lomokoyim. Chaviv in Yisrael Shenitan Lohem Klei Chemdo. He chose us. Out of the billions of people on the world, Caucasians, Negroes, colors, the white, the brown, the black, of all the nations and all the peoples, he chose us. Lo Yimarubchem HaKolo Amim. Ki Atem HaMa'at HaKolo Amim. And that is the greatest simcha he also always has to feel. We are a Kodesh Baruch Hu's beloved and chosen children. He chose us as children, and we chose Avdus. Yes, Bonam Lamokam he imposed on us. Avodam Lamokam is what we chose. This is what we gave him. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Bonim. We chose Avodim. So we should always have Simchas HaTorah, Simchas HaMitzvah, Simchas HaAvdus. And we should always feel like Bonim LaKodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Ovinu Malkeinu. So B'chol Yoyim V'Yoyim. בכל דור ודור חייב אדם לרסעצמה כאילו נצליים. בכל יום ויום חייב לרסעצמה כאילו קיבל תורה מסיני. ביום הזה, אני עושה לעם לשם הלקחו, אני רשי רייטס. ביום הזה, which day? Every day. בכל יום ויום יהיו בעיניך כחדושון. יהיה רוצן, שיח אלוקינו ומור. קדוש ברוך ישלח לנו שיח צדקנו, we should be זוכה בקרוב to בניין בית המקדש במהרה ויומנו ואמנו.
In the case you gave of telling a guy to put something on the radiator, you call the Ein Miskaven because of the guy's thoughts. Shouldn't it depend on the
no.
Jew's thoughts?
No.
Depends what the guy's thinking?
Yeah, he does.